Well, we're gonna get started here.
All right.
We'll get started with the word of prayer.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's good for my brother to come together in the house of the Lord.
Jesus.
It really, really is, Lord. And Lord, let us learn of you this day and how much you love us and care for us and provide for us, Lord.
Amen.
There's no one like you.
Yes.
Father, I pray everything said and done behind pulpits here today will exalt you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're back on the menorah. And, you know, we have covered the sixth, but we want to look at the seventh on today.
Which one is that, David?
Well, we've covered wisdom and understanding and counsel and power and knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now we're going to cover this Spirit of the Lord. This seventh one, this one that holds everything together.
Amen.
All right.
And you know, that's just a picture
Jesus.
Of who he is. You know, there's man. Let's get started.
Oh, man.
That's good.
And the message unto the Laodicea church, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. It says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness,
Amen.
The beginning of the creation of God. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go back to the creation here in a little
All
bit.
Right.
And I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot, so then because you're lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. Mm. Because thou sayest, here's what's coming out of folks' mouth. I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable,
Jesus.
Poor, blind, and naked. Boy, those some strong words from the mouth of the Lord. Mm. He said, I counsel thee, I'm giving you some instruction.
All right.
Thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayst be rich, and white raiment that thou mayst be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness does not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve that you may see.
Jesus.
As many as I love. He loves everybody. He says, I rebuke you. You know, I'm setting you straight and chastening you because I'm zealous.
For uh-huh.
He says, repent, change your mind towards me. I love you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens that door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and be with him. To him that overcomes, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to churches.
Mm.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the beginning, you know, with saying.
Can I interject this in here? Hey, yes. We're talking to the church now. We're not talking to the world.
We're,
he described this, the way their behavior and everything. That was to the what?
Church.
Not to the world, but to the church. You know, that sounds like something you would describe to the world. But he described it to the church. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's kind of bad for a church.
Yes, it is.
For the church.
Mm-hmm. You know, going back to the beginning, Laodicea was the seventh and last church.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the seventh day of creation, the Genesis of God in the second chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just kind of blow through this because I don't want to say. But in Genesis there, second chapter, the Lord begins to talking about trees, mm-hmm. rivers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he, you know, a little bit ago, he said, by me, the true goat, you know. Mm-hmm. And in these rivers here, in second chapter of Genesis, it says there's much gold in the river,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's where in the spirit.
Whoa.
And beryllium and an onyx stone.
Mm-hmm.
I got thinking about that, and I found this You know, in the breastplate of the high priest when they were wearing it, that's how it was laid in order.
Amen.
And if you'll notice, gold is the, if you'll, it goes like this. And if you notice, you know, in Hebrew they count left to right. But any way you go, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. Fifth. Number five in the Bible's grace. Any way you count it, you count that way. But it's the fifth. It's the fifth stone in the breastplate.
Mm.
And, you know, five is the number of grace.
Right.
And he said in the river two is onyx. And onyx is this 11th stone. You know, here we was talking about the number 11, you know, not too long ago, about that number 11, Isaiah 53 says him 11 times, spirit, him 11, and Joseph, all 11 fell before him. So this onyx, and I got thinking about onyx, that it's, there's different color onyxes,
yeah,
but
white
there's
onyx. I know that.
There's,
one.
There's predominantly the true onyx has a black background,
mm-hmm.
and it's white, and behind it it's red.
Hmm. Whoa.
True onyx has
a
red background to it. But I got thinking about that. But you know how he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light,
mm-hmm.
black, white, mm-hmm. and how'd he do it?
Through the blood.
So that onyx represents him in this, but anyway, let's go back to talking about the churches. Okay.
Jesus.
I'll read this out of the flip over to the third chapter of Genesis. And you know, when the story goes on here about Adam and Eve, you know, them getting seen by the devil, you know. But here in chapter 3, it says, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. Now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out man, and he placed, the flaming sword, which turned every way. But a tree of life is... I want you to use your imagination a little bit. This tree of life, Jesus said man's going to have to partake of the tree of life because he had eaten off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all following me? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want you to use your imagination as this menorah, as a tree of life. It has branches. If you'll study the structure and construction of a menorah, it calls these branches. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're going to study the construction later. We're going to see how marvelous this thing is created.
Oh.
And the Bible talks about, you know, pure gold. He told Leon, saying, pure gold. This is one piece, pure gold. This ain't a bunch of different little pieces. This thing is a masterpiece. But everything comes from the Spirit of God. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Bible says God is love. Mm-hmm. God describes him as love. But this tree, let's go back to Adam and Eve when the devil deceived them. You know, they're the Laodiceans. Laodicea was a very wealthy city at one time. It was named, I think, after Alexander the Great's mama. I may be wrong on that, so don't repeat that.
It was named after somebody, probably.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a wealthy city, a trade city back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was. And when I say wealthy, but anyway, he's telling the church, don't, what Laodicean's church had, they had their heart set on money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the church, you hear a lot of teaching on money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a positive and there's a negative. Mm-hmm. I say negative, there's warnings there about, you know, Lord tells us don't set your heart on money.
Amen. You know,
right.
And
man, that'll be where your treasure is where your heart is.
That's right. That's right.
That's so good, Mary.
And remember them Laodiceans? He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
See? And they said, well, we got no need of nothing. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. and he told them, poor blind naked. You know, ain't that how Adam and Eve wound up more or less poor blind and naked?
Mm-hmm.
Because they ate of the tree of what? Good and evil, right? The knowledge of good and evil. Okay, every tree has a root, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trees have root systems.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we said this right here, this root, this is love, but these roots in the manure is righteousness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're established in righteousness. Mm-hmm. We've made righteous by the blood, and we grow up, you know, the Bible tells us to grow up in love.
Whoa.
You know, it tells us, and that's what we do.
That's
through
good.
Through wisdom and everything that the Lord gives us, we grow up in love. The knowledge of the tree of good and evil, which they partook of, what do you think its root system was? Okay. Remember, the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. See, Satan slid one in on them, didn't he? And they partook and ate of that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought death to them.
Yes, it did.
And, you know, a lot of times we'll hear your pastor say about, you know, people come, get to church for a while, and they get to prosper and doing good, and next thing you know, they're on the lake, a lake house, and, you know, just forget all about God.
Ah,
you can't do
that. That is so true. I've seen it so many times.
Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
No.
I mean, don't that fit the Laodiceans?
Mm-hmm.
You know, David, even in the Old Testament, when Moses warned the children, when you get over there in the land of plenty, don't forget God.
Don't forget.
Don't forget Him.
Okay, let's do tree of life here. Okay, let's go to John, chapter John. You know, it was John that brought us the book of Revelation. And first chapter, it says, in the beginning, little bit Jim's been hitting on this, but it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Yep.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In those first two verses right there, how many times is the Word mentioned? Three times. How many times is God mentioned? Three times. That shows a unity.
Mm-hmm.
The unity of God. It shows the Godhead unity right there.
Mm-hmm.
And in Him was life. Remember that. In Him is life. In Him is life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that life was the light of men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do some counting. Y'all go with me in the Word. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping you're in a standard version of the Bible. And the light of men, one light, and the light shines in darkness, second light, and but anyway, to make a long story short, there is six lights.
Okay.
You know, remember Jesus says, I'm the light of the world,
yeah.
And He tells us, you're the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there's six lights, right? Y'all follow me? Let's count on them all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lights.
Mm-hmm.
But on the seventh, in verse 9, He said that was the true light which light up every man that cometh into the world. This seventh, when he says light up, is different from the word light. He says light six times, but this seventh time he says light up. This Spirit of the Lord lighteth all the other lights, those six lights.
Yes, I mean,
did you see that?
Yes,
you see that?
Yes.
But, okay. That's through the Spirit of the Lord. He lights man up. Okay. You know, I've kind of here lately been looking at just numbers, you know, in the Bible, and they really represent something. And I'll show you an example of that. Let's turn to Psalms 150. Psalms 150. And you know, Psalms is the 19th book of the Bible. And 19 means faith or a promise. And it has a numeric value in of 100. And you remember that little chart I gave y'all about Hebrew? And we was talking about the numeric value? That says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise you the Lord. But if you'll notice this, nine times, it says praise him, right? Nine times it says praise him. But there is a total of 13 praises in it.
Okay.
Some says praise the Lord, but nine times it says praise him, right? Okay, and there's a total of 13. All right, nine in the Bible. What do we think of when there's nine gifts of the Spirit?
Yep.
Nine fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we write Spirit. S P I R I T. So Psalms 150, he's bringing us to the conclusion of all things, right? He's coming to the end of this book here and bringing us the conclusion of all things. And it's praise the Lord. So we praise him in spirit. This 13, going back to this chart. 13 in Hebrew shows a symbol of water. It shows a little symbol of water if you want to look on the old chart. And we're washed with the washing of the water of the Word. But what's it say? The Word is, thy Word is truth. So we have truth. So at the conclusion of the Psalms, you know, the Bible tells us that
glory.
God is a spirit,
mm-hmm.
and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
But can you see how just, you know, you think, why does God say something so many times or put something in there? I mean, there's a nugget of truth in everything in the Word of God. And these numbers, so, you know, over the years, you know, in the Hebrew too, that one of the definitions here for 13, you know what it is? Is mighty and blood. You know, and it's let me give you, what time we got, Thurston?
You good.
What time is it? I don't know.
It's 10:03.
Huh?
10:03.
Let me tell you one more with numbers.
Okay, we'll let you do one more.
No, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna finish. Come on, brother.
Now go ahead.
You know, David, that kind of gives you something. You know, praise God for your mighty. Praise you for your blood.
Yeah.
I mean, I never really thought about praising him that much for his blood. We thank him for it, but praise him for it.
But when we come back together next time, we're going to look at the construction of this menorah.
Whoa.
And we're going to see these numbers that's tied in with it, and we're going to say, wow, wow.
You're saying, wow, now. Jesus. Woo. We said, woo, now.
I love it.
Amen. That's good.
I'm so glad that you be back.
Amen.
You know, that coincides with what God gave. I said, Lord, what are we going to do in the Breakfast Club? And he said, the topic is new glories.
New glories.
New glories. I've been teaching, you know how people say we got to get to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the biblical way is the next glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go from glory to glory.
A biblical way. What now?
It's really to the next glory. We grow to the next glory.
Next glory.
Uh-huh. And I have been.
Or the next level of faith.
Yeah.
Next glory. It glory
is the next
faith
level.
Faith.
You know, we grow.
I mean, you know, that's the glory is the faith too. So that's good.
And so I said, I'm gonna go back and look at that verse again. It's in 2 Corinthians 3.
Blow that trumpet.
2 Corinthians 3:18.
All right.
And he said, let's see. Okay, I'll just come back, backtrack a little bit. Well, I started verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now watch verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, mm-hmm. even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
The same image. Jesus.
So we are designed by God to represent His heart.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we allow our light to shine, let it shine. You don't have
Amen.
To make it shine, because, you know, we have to realize where we're powerful. Over the years, as the Lord, as I drew near to the Lord and learned, and as He's pointed out things, and as He was teaching me to follow Him,
right,
I found out something about people. No matter what you go through, no matter how challenged you are, if you stick with God's word, you're going to find out that you cannot lose and you will always win.
Whoa.
You're going
That's to, good news.
You're
That's
going to find this out.
Sound like a bright future to me.
Every time I thought that I was down for the count, I relied on the Lord and I always won. I always came out of it. And we're powerful in Him. Paul said that He gloried in His weakness. Well, you don't have to. This is what I love about it. If you go back to what Lucifer said in that, let's look at it. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. See, I love the way the Lord set everything up. The enemy challenged God. And start at verse 12. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, watch this, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, and I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. So these are realms that He's going to ascend over. And He started with the in the heaven, because He was on a planet, just like Adam. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. the realms of heaven. I will sit also in the mount of the congregation on the sides of the north, the meeting place. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
Let me interject this here. Can you see how many times he said, I will, I will? Mm-hmm. You forgot, you know, I will, I will, I will.
Yep. And so he said that he was exalting himself, and he said it in his heart. In his control center. God deals with us. When he made us new, he gave us a new spirit, mm-hmm. a new control center.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we govern ourselves according to the living love of God, even if we're not trained, we can still overcome Satan and all of his tactics. All of his tactics. Mm-hmm. And Jesus gave us authority over it. And as I was teaching about the glory, I had a question before the Lord. I said, Lord, why? The trouble that I ran into ministering about following God, I thought that people would just jump on in there. I wanted to see this because you take any child of God can do this. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be saved long. You just have to obey. I even remember a man, he got saved, and he was faithful, and every time he laid hands on people, they'd speak in tongues. And he knew it was going to work every time. And he laid hands, you want the Holy Spirit? Yeah. And he laid hands, he had the anointing for it. But he kept being faithful with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't understand all the things, the ins and outs, but he knew it was going to work, and it always worked. Mm-hmm. So you hear testimonies like that. And some people say, well, that can't, he never been trained. Well, the Holy Spirit can compensate. And I found this myself. Whatever you lack, he can compensate. Sometimes when I'm ministering, he calls me to say things that's far beyond my intelligence, far beyond my years. And I have to go and learn about it. But he used me as a vessel to say it. And I said, Lord, teach me about it. And then he teach me about it. After I've already taught it, and I don't, you know, some things he teach me, and then I teach it, you know, it works both ways. But sometimes if the Holy Spirit needs you to say something, the word that you took time to receive, he'll put it together and cause you to say what he needs right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Holy Spirit's not limited.
Exactly.
So when we follow God, we're not limited.
Uh-huh.
But if we follow tradition, we are limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question to the Lord was, why didn't people jump on in there?
Mm.
And then he told me, he gave me I spent more time on it on the, there's a broadcast on audio page 7, it's called Sanctions. And that's when he taught me more about the glories of the Lord. It's just like a person who's not saved. Mm-hmm. All of his friends get saved. Mm-hmm. Okay. He see them changed.
All right.
They enter the glory. Salvation mm-hmm. is a glory.
Amen.
So he's out here. He see that life working where he is not. And then he can see it. It's notable. Eventually he wants in on it. Uh-huh. And let's say he goes on and he finds out about the Holy Spirit like I did. Grew up in a Methodist church. I wanted to know more about the Holy Spirit. So I had to go to a Pentecostal church to learn more about the Holy Spirit. Well, I entered another glory. Then relationship. Now, everybody that received the Holy Spirit don't always draw near to the Lord and have a close relationship. I wanted that. So that was another glory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the revelation that comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. It could be like when I asked the Lord to teach me about love. That was another glory I entered into.
Amen.
Same thing with faith. Kenneth Hagin taught faith, and Charles Capps taught us how to speak. Those were glories. But they always got rebuke mail from church people that didn't enter in. So I said, and the Lord explained it to me. He said, every time you enter a glory, you can see from a greater perspective. You can see what others can't see that don't enter in. Now, they know that there's something notable. They can see the changes. The glory is